You're listening to Irish Sports Talk. Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk, episode 294. Today is a mini episode, day number 61, about Scott Daly. Scott is a redshirt senior. He is 6'1 and a half, 250 pounds. He is the long snapper, has been there for a while, and will hold that down, hopefully, for one more full season, one more full healthy season. He's from Downers Grove, Illinois, and he attended South High School. We're going to talk a little bit about his recruiting, and then there's probably not going to be a whole lot to discuss as far as this final season. I think it's pretty clear what's going to happen this fall, but we will discuss that a little bit as well. So, Randall, start us off with his recruiting.
Well, Scott Daly started long snapping at an early age. He started in fifth grade and kept practicing. Obviously got pretty good at it. In school, he also played tight end and was a long snapper as well. I don't know how much tight end he actually played. He didn't score a touchdown until the first game of his senior year. But he was obviously a long snapper for quite a while. His senior year, he was the long snapper of the year in the country, obviously, and he ended up being the second-rated long snapper in 24/7, and was a two-star recruit, and overall was, I don't know, it was close to 2,000 player overall. We talked about that. It's before, as far as a kicker, they're down there at the bottom, even though they're very important, end up scoring a lot of points. Well, obviously he's a snapper, not the kicker, but those guys are very important to the team. They get ranked pretty low. He did go to the Chris Rubio camp, which is the same camp that current Notre Dame freshman John Shannon went to, and he was one of the best kickers in the camp there. He won an award his final year, or his senior year while he was there at the camp. And one interesting fact about him is he's a long snapper, then he's also a black belt in Taekwondo. And
fight ever breaks out, we have good, at least our long snapper can hold his own.
Exactly. So if there's ever a bench clearing brawl, we want him in the front of the front lines.
Actually, this is what we'll do. We'll just do it, I don't know what it's called, but Troy style, where our best fighter fights your best fighter, except it's by position. So we're going to have the long snappers fight each other.
He will definitely win. So, well, then he got to Notre Dame and obviously didn't play as a freshman. But then he would have been a freshman in 2012, and then he started in 2013.
All right, and so he did record, apart from his long snapping, he has recorded two tackles.
Which is bad.
Two is not, Randall, I'd say that there's other long snappers that probably recorded quite a few more tackles than two.
Oh, could easy be, but I'm just saying you don't really want your long snapper to be tackling.
True.
If he is tackling, something went wrong in the play.
His first tackle was in 2013 against Brigham Young. I'm sorry, he had one solo and one assisted. Michigan State, he recorded a tackle, and he had one assisted tackle against Brigham Young. And then in 2015, he also recorded one tackle against Temple. So, but obviously that's not what he does. He's there to snap the ball, and I don't recall him having a bad snap where it went over the holder or the punter's head. Do you?
No, they had issues. Was that in 2014 when they had issues with Kaiser and handling some of the snaps? But that was more the holder having issues.
Are you talking 2014?
It wasn't Kaiser. Zaire, when they were having issues with the holder.
Okay.
Controlling the snaps. Man, I'd have to go back. It's a good thing I forgot all that. But wasn't Zaire the holder and then Kaiser took over?
Well, Kaiser wouldn't have been the holder. I mean, in 2015, Kaiser became the holder.
Well, in 2014 is when they had issues with it.
Yeah, but Kaiser wasn't playing in 2014. Yeah,
but they didn't have issues last year.
Yeah. Either way, though,
his fault that some of those snaps that were bad. It was due to the holder mishandling the kick or the snap.
That's right. We had problems with kicking field goals. I do kind of forget the exact exact reason for that. But anyway, I expect a solid season this year. And then we've got someone waiting. We did a podcast on John Shannon, so he'll be taking over that responsibility after this year. So long snapper duties seem to be set for a while.
Yeah, I agree. And John Shannon can actually learn quite a bit from Scott Daly this year. So seems like the perfect transition.
Ranel, do you have Scott Daly's Instagram?
Yes, it is SDaly61. And I will point out that he obviously doesn't agree with you as far as the Shamrock Series uniforms, because his profile picture looks like he's wearing the all-white Shamrock Series uniform. I mean, it's not an actual picture. It's like the drawing of him, but it's an all-white uniform with the green shoes. So,
well,
I don't think he agrees with you as far as the white uniform.
Well, maybe he's just a fan of the Shamrock unis in general, because on his Twitter profile, he has the green ones. I believe it was from this past season, the kind of bright green ones with the gold helmet.
Yes.
And that's also the same, his Twitter handle is the same as his Instagram.
Okay.
So give him a follow, SDaly61. And I think that's all we got for Scott. Randall, anything else from you?
No, that's it.
All right, check back again for another Countdown to Kickoff episode. Next one will be John Montalus. Go Irish.
Go Irish.